Hello, I'm Gary Craig. I'm Professor of Social Justice, but more to the point, I'm the Vice Chair of the North Yorkshire and York Modern Slavery Partnership. I'm going to talk about modern slavery, what it is, and why we can all do something to stop it. If you stopped someone on the street 10 years ago and asked them what came to mind when you mentioned the word slavery, the chances are they would say William Wilberforce, something to do with the transatlantic slave trade, or perhaps refer to exploitation in countries thousands of miles away. Although many people believe that slavery was abolished 200 years ago, the truth is that it never went away, but morphed into other forms. The traditional images of slavery of black slaves working in chains on sugar and cotton plantations in the Caribbean and the Americas are now replaced by a variety of forms of modern slavery. There are now calculated to be 40 million people worldwide in slavery. UK estimates suggest there may be tens of thousands in this country. There may be about 600 people in forms of direct slavery just in York and North Yorkshire. Last year, almost 7,000 people presented themselves to the official source of help, the National Referral Mechanism. But it's widely agreed that this is just the tip of the iceberg and this number is increasing significantly every year. These people would include people suffering extreme labour exploitation in agriculture, food packing and processing, in hand car washes, cafes and nail bars. Women and girls trafficked into sexual exploitation in brothels, often pop-up brothels which appear for a few weeks and then are moved elsewhere. People in domestic servitude, working as a servant within a private household, often in extremely oppressive conditions with no pay, little rest, open to sexual and physical exploitation. Young men forced to farm cannabis in old warehouses and semi-derelict buildings. One such was found in Elvington recently, and one of the workers was killed by traffickers. There may be a considerable number in this area. Young girls and boys forced to act as drug mules, carrying drugs under threat of sexual or physical exploitation from cities to rural areas known as county lines, or children forced to undertake pickpocketing, shoplifting or begging. Many of those in slavery in the UK are actually UK nationals, often vulnerable people with learning difficulties or simply those who've fallen through the safety net because of lack of money or homelessness, who are desperate for some income. They get manipulated and forced into appalling slavery situations. So modern slavery exists and continues to grow in numbers because although it's illegal in most countries, people are now disposable and cheap. There is always a pool of people to take the place of those who may be got rid of by traffickers. And recent immigration laws make it much more likely that vulnerable migrants will be forced underground to work in exploitative conditions. We're all also complicit in forms of slavery abroad because much of the goods and services we use or purchase in this country are made or developed by people working abroad in slavery situations. For example, when the Rana Plaza clothing factory collapsed in Bangladesh 3 years ago, 1,300 clothing workers, mainly women, working as slaves, died. Many products made at that factory were sold in the high streets of UK cities in outlets such as Primark, Debenhams and H&M. Large companies now have to produce a modern slavery statement on their website to show how they're addressing the issue of slavery in their supply chains. There is now a modern slavery partnership in York and North Yorkshire, which brings together many organisations working to combat this evil practice. Everyone can have a role to play in helping. Contact your local council or the police to find out how. Thanks.
We'd like to give special thanks to the University of York Radio for partnering with York Anti-Trafficking Society in the production of these podcasts.